on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, it's life in prison for a Plainfield man for the 2021 murder of his pregnant ex-girlfriend. 46-year-old Shakir Tyler was convicted following a two-week trial in February of the murder of 35-year-old Tahisha Webb of Edison. The prosecution presented evidence that showed Tyler confronted Webb outside of her home and shot her. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Tyler arrested after surrendering to police in Pennsylvania. In Trenton federal court, a Monmouth County man has admitted to robbing a bank at gunpoint.
Jeffrey Niffen has pleaded guilty to armed bank robbery. He faces up to 25 years in prison when sentenced this fall. Last October, the 51-year-old entered a bank in Wall Township armed with a loaded handgun. He approached a teller and demanded cash, repeatedly saying, "Don't do anything stupid." Prosecutors say after being handed $27,000 in cash, he took off on a bicycle but was arrested minutes later. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Haddonfield Little Leaguer won his right to play in the New Jersey State Championship after he was suspended for flipping his bat in a game. The bat flip came in a game his team won this week to qualify for the state championship. The player, 12-year-old Marco Rocco of Haddonfield Little League, celebrated his sixth inning homer in the game, which drew the penalty. He was ejected and received a one-game ban, which carries through the state final, but the judge says the ejection would cause immediate and repairable harm to the player. As the judge put it, quote, "he can't get the game back." Carolyn Bradfield is a mom of three kids in the Middletown Township School District who can't take her kids to school. She's legally blind and can't drive. Despite her disability, the school district is refusing to let her young children ride the bus. Instead, Bradfield says her children are expected to walk a mile and a half on dangerous roads or somehow find a ride every day.
I can't get angry if somebody can't get my kids to school today or if they're running late or something. So I tried to express this to the district, how much it's going to impact our family and how much it was impacting our family. And they just didn't even really care.
The Bradfield family has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the Middletown Township School District. Their attorney says Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act requires government entities like schools to ensure their services are accessible to people with disabilities. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Dangerous heat and humidity return to New Jersey today. Extreme heat warnings, heat advisories, air quality alerts are posted here. Highs reaching into the mid-90s this afternoon. The heat index going up into the triple digits. Take care of yourself. Sun this morning, clouds this afternoon, and then spotty strong thunderstorms are likely between about 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. Gusty winds, downpours, and lightning are big concerns there. Storms exit tonight. We'll see scattered clouds, lows in the lower 70s. Much better tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs come down to the mid-80s. Next chance of rain Sunday morning. New Jersey weather made possible by the Monmouth County Fair, celebrating their 50th anniversary through July 27th at the East Freehold Showgrounds on Kozlowski Road in Freehold. Enjoy fabulous entertainment, exciting rides, great food. It's the biggest event of the summer. Visit monmouthcountyfair.com.
Right now, Clinton, 80 degrees. It's 78 in Jackson, Millville, 81. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.